Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take five before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Step into the Gen X time machine and rewind to the era of rolled jeans, flipped collars, and boomboxes blasting on every corner. Let's take a trip back to the 80s and 90s, where we relive the trends and unforgettable moments that shaped Generation X and made us who we are today.
Welcome, friends, to another episode of the Gen X Time Machine podcast. Today, we're dialing the clock back to celebrate, dissect, and marvel at the one and only Prince. Yes, Prince. That guy who wasn't just a musician, but an enigma wrapped in purple velvet, armed with a guitar that cried better than most of us ever could. But who was he, really? Where did he come from? And how did he manage to stay relevant, no, dominant, for decades? Let's talk. First, picture it, late 1970s Minneapolis. Not exactly the epicenter of funk and soul, right? But that's where Prince Rogers Nelson, yes, that's his full name, came from. Born into a musical family, Prince grew up steeped in jazz, soul, and R&B. His father was a pianist, his mother a vocalist, and Prince. He was the prodigy who could play every instrument in sight. Legend has it, he taught himself over a dozen instruments before he was even out of high school. Overachiever much? By the time he dropped his debut album For You, in 1978, he was already doing things no one else dared to. He produced the album himself at the tender age of 19. Let me just pause here. At 19, I was mastering microwave popcorn and maybe, figuring out the difference between side A and side B of a cassette. Prince? He was laying down tracks like Soft and Wet, redefining the boundaries of funk and pop. Talk about setting the curve. Fast forward a few years to 1984. You're sitting in a packed theater, popcorn in hand, watching Purple Rain. Let's dive deeper into this phenomenon. It wasn't just a movie, it was Prince's semi-autobiographical story, capturing the struggles of a young artist trying to find his voice amidst personal and professional chaos. Filming wasn't easy either. Prince wasn't yet the household name we know today, and convincing Warner Brothers. To invest in a movie centered around him was no small feat. He had to fight for creative control, making sure his vision was not diluted by Hollywood conventions. And then there's the album, which has since become one of the greatest soundtracks of all time. Released a month before the movie, Purple Rain dominated the charts, staying at number one for an astonishing 24 weeks. The album gave us When Doves Cry, Let's Go Crazy, and of course the heart-wrenching title track, Purple Rain. Each song told its own story, blending rock, funk, and soul in ways that felt groundbreaking and timeless. Remember When Doves Cry? It's a song born from pain, yet it soars with an emotional rawness that still resonates. Prince stripped it of a bassline to amplify its stark intensity, a gamble that only someone with his genius could make work. But the magic of Purple Rain extended beyond the music. The movie captured the essence of Prince's Minneapolis roots, with much of it filmed locally. First Avenue, the iconic club featured in the film, was a real-life venue where Prince often performed. Locals remember how the club was transformed during filming, turning it into a stage not just for Prince's character, but for his burgeoning stardom. It was here, in the gritty, vibrant heart of Minneapolis, that the line between Prince the artist and Prince the character blurred, solidifying his connection to his hometown. Despite the glamour of the finished product, making Purple Rain was a grueling process. Prince faced resistance from those who doubted his vision, and he felt the pressure of proving himself to both Hollywood and the music industry. Yet, through sheer determination and an unshakable belief in his artistry, he turned those challenges into triumphs. By the time the film and album debuted, they didn't just catapult Prince to superstardom, they redefined what a music-driven movie could achieve. He didn't just make music, he built worlds. Every album was a new planet in the Prince universe. He flirted with funk, rock, R&B, jazz, and even a little new wave. And let's talk about his wardrobe for a second. Who else could make ruffled shirts, high heels, and eyeliner not just acceptable, but iconic? Prince wasn't just bending gender norms. He was obliterating them, dancing over the remains, and inviting the rest of us to join the party. And then there was the moment he changed his name. In 1993, he became the artist formerly known as Prince, represented by that iconic, unpronounceable symbol. It was part rebellion, part genius. Frustrated with his record label, Warner Brothers, Prince used the name Change as a way to escape contractual restrictions and reclaim his creative freedom. And who else could pull off something so bold? The media might have scratched their heads, but fans? We were right there with him, intrigued and invested. Let's also discuss his beloved Minneapolis, more specifically his legendary Paisley Park Studios. Built in the quiet suburb of Chanhassen, this wasn't just a recording studio, it was a creative sanctuary, a performance venue, and a glimpse into Prince's world. Paisley Park became a hub for legendary late-night concerts and impromptu jam sessions. And while Prince kept an air of mystery, locals in Eden Prairie, Chanhassen, and surrounding areas loved sharing stories of casual sightings at record stores or even just strolling through the neighborhood. Speaking of local lore, let's talk about Prince riding his purple motorcycle around town. Imagine cruising down a Minneapolis street and spotting him, the man himself, dressed to the nines, zipping past on that iconic bike. And if you were especially lucky, you might have caught a glimpse of him at a local Target. Yes, even Prince needed to run errands sometimes, although I'm sure his trips were far more glamorous than ours. And there was more. Did you know he had a secret recording studio in Eden Prairie, Minnesota, before he built Paisley Park? True to his enigmatic nature, Prince maintained this low-key space, producing and recording music away from the public eye. It was part of his genius. Always creating, always innovating, and always staying one step ahead. But here's something you might not know. Prince was a philanthropist, though he never wanted anyone to know. He quietly donated to countless charities and supported causes he believed in, from education to social justice. Stories have since surfaced about how he would personally fund programs or pay medical bills for those in need. It wasn't about recognition for him, it was about making a difference. Classic Prince. Always putting the art, the music, and the good he could do above his own ego. Today, Paisley Park is a museum, a shrine to Prince's genius. Walking through it, you can feel his energy in every corner. The Purple Rain Room, the studios where he recorded countless hits, and the outfits that defined his eclectic style. It's all there, preserved for fans to experience. And the vibe? It's still very much Prince. Innovative, intimate, and unapologetically unique. And the artists he influenced? The list reads like a rock and roll Hall of Fame roster. Without Prince, there's arguably no Lenny Kravitz, and maybe even no Bruno Mars. He collaborated with and wrote for some of the greatest, from Stevie Nicks, ever heard Manic Monday by the Bangles? Yeah, that's Prince under a pseudonym. He was like the musical version of a fairy godmother, sprinkling genius wherever he went. Let's not forget his battles with the music industry. Remember when he changed his name to that unpronounceable symbol? That wasn't just an eccentric flex. It was a protest. Prince was fighting for artists' rights, railing against being treated like a commodity. He even scrawled the word slave on his face during performances. Bold? Absolutely. Effective? You bet. He's part of the reason we now see artists owning their masters and having more control over their careers. And he never stopped evolving. In the 90s, we got Diamonds and Pearls and the New Power Generation. In the 2000s, he dazzled the world with that halftime Super Bowl performance in 2007. You remember that, right? Pouring rain, electric guitar, and the man didn't miss a note. It wasn't just a show, it was a masterclass. Now let's talk about his passing, the day the music world went into mourning. April 21st, 2016. It was like a collective gut punch. Prince was only 57, and the world felt his loss like a void that couldn't be filled. The circumstances were tragic, tied to an accidental fentanyl overdose. But even in death, Prince's legacy looms large, from the tributes that followed to the ongoing discovery of unreleased tracks from his famous vault. Can anyone ever take his place? Honestly, no. Sure, there are incredible artists out there, but Prince wasn't just a musician. He was a singular phenomenon, a true original. Like a perfectly cooked souffle, you can try to replicate it, but you'll never capture the magic quite the same way. So, as we wrap up, let's raise a metaphorical glass to Prince, to the man who made us dance, cry, and question why doves of all creatures were crying, to the artist who painted the world in purple and made us all feel a little more alive. Long live the purple one.
Your ride in the Gen X time machine has come to an end, but the memories don't stop here. Make sure to hit subscribe wherever you get your podcasts so you never miss a trip back to the 80s and 90s. More iconic moments and nostalgic trends are waiting for you right now in the Gen X time machine podcast feed. Press subscribe now.
What's up, fools? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming.
While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take 5 before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better. With new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect, the fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. And when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spin on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.